Grosskeeper, Idaho.
Would you like to speak into the microphone?
Idaho,
Bonneville. January 24th, FTP meeting.
Very peculiar situation.
Let's go around the room. This is Lisa Wright. I'll be leading this FTP video today.
So, Christine Peterson of EPA.
Agnes Lou, Bonneville Power.
Scott Benton, Bonneville Power.
Deb Bouse, Core.
Bob Cordy, Core.
Miro Zindel, Core.
Trevor Condry, No.
Homer Schrickfoot.
Tammy Mackey, Core.
Gary Fredericks, somewhere.
Bill Helen somewhere else.
Lost in space.
That's what we're introducing him.
That's what we've said about Noah for a long time. Yeah. He's going to be lost in space. So.
You guys. I kind
of a light.
Can the folks on the phone hear us all right? Can you move the microphone around?
We can hear you. I don't know about others in the room, but we can definitely hear you.
Okay.
No one else is talking to you.
Well, I sent out the agenda and changed plans yesterday. If you didn't get it, or
just
I
stand like this.
It's also on the website. And let me know if you can't get to any of the links, and we'll work around it. So we're just basically going to start at the top with the Bonneville, with the Portland project, starting with Bonneville and work our way through. Probably
whip through
this real quick and be done in about an hour. So we'll go ahead and start
tomorrow
with 13 bond 001 regarding Firehouse 2 at the Bradford Island Dredging, submitted by the first section. So, Tammy or Glenn or who?
Basically, all this is trying to get into the FPP the levels that we would like to dredge to. If we have it in there, then it becomes a more of a legal requirement, and it gives us some leverage when we're asking for funding.
I'll be back.
But it's also the levels that we want to keep things dredged to.
Are we dredging to this elevation this year?
Seriously?
For for Powerhouse 2, we are going to attempt to dredge to this level, yes. It all depends upon, of course, funding, but these are our optimal levels to dredge to.
Well, I'll take care of it, Gary.
Yeah, we got it. So the only question I had is, this minus one, does this go down to, there's a solid plate on the very bottom, does this go to the bottom of that solid plate or the top of the solid plate? I'm assuming by minus 22, that's got to be to the bottom of the solid plate. But I could easily be wrong. And you know.
Ben, do you remember, is the minus 22, is that all the way to the bottom?
I hope so.
I'm not sure, Tammy. Did you get those from Kevin out here?
Yeah.
You might just double check, because I would suggest if you're going to put something in formalized format, put it to the bottom. Because eventually there is talk about going back to having all of those grates re-put back in and that kind of stuff. So I would suggest you put it to the bottom of that.
Yeah, if that's not what it is, that's what it should be.
Cool.
For sure. And that's what we're dredging to this year.
To the bottom of the bottom plate? Or the top of the bottom plate?
I think that's what the range is. Is it to the bottom?
The 2 feet.
Plate. They're only 3 feet, I thought. And there's three of them in there.
I think they're bigger than that. But regardless, just if you can double check that, that's the only thing. That's the only comment I had on this one.
And you're thinking they're being reopened for lamprey? Is it?
The thought is that if we have to go to a narrower bar spacing, they might need more bar space area. So I'm saying just keep yourself those options open. I mean, if we're doing this for contractual and make it easier to dredge, might as well make sure we dredge the whole damn thing.
Why can't I edit? I hate you.
Are you in her documents?
Is that Dan? It's read only. If you do the close, then it'll get you out of the print view. There you go.
And you can actually increase your view if you want right here.
No, I don't want to anymore.
Okay,
I hate the computer. I hate it.
So we're all going back to quill and pens and carrier pigeons?
I'm
awesome.
Going to.
You're enjoying your new one.
It just pisses me off so much. I hate this damn thing.
Where's the digital recorder?
It's right over here.
I wanted to ask folks about the next paragraph in this first one, 2.5.1.2. Referencing the soundings, and just to get what people have in mind with that, I guess.
Well, since,
make sure that we're able to accomplish it.
Since the Corps wrote it up, you're going to have to talk to Tam or something like that, because that wasn't... Who put that in?
That came from Perletti, Ben.
Well, I can definitely talk to him about it, but I guess I'm wondering how we're going to do that.
You mean the every August part, or do you want it to say as necessary, new sounding?
Well, how do you determine what's that?
Yeah, necessary? I mean, I guess the only thing I'm thinking, if they're talking about actual soundings like we've done elsewhere, where you have a boat out there that requires corner collector closure and that kind of thing.
Right. I mean, having it every August is pretty onerous.
You want it's to do only 1st. During the ROV inspection when everything is shut down anyway. You can go out there and just take some readings of how deep it is. It's nothing formal like getting the big old survey boat out there.
Well, you did say every August. Or why don't you say every once a season.
Seasonally, yeah.
Seasonally check that and basically some mealy-mouth language in there to do it when it's most appropriate, most easy, whatever you want to say. When operations facilitate ease of sounding gathering. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not questioning the usefulness of the sounding so much as making sure people understand if you put a boat out there, it's corner collector closed, and if you do it from the deck, you can't reach anything, so it's...
Right, in August, we have to have a special closure in the corner collector, which goes over like a lead balloon.
Right.
Yeah, I just...
Why? We have a push button.
I know.
So the ROV doesn't require a closure?
No.
The ROV doesn't require a closure, but it's not going to get you much in the way of a sounding. It's just, you know, you could drop it in there with the fish units down and run it around. Yeah, I'm not sure you're going to get a comprehensive view. You got about a 2-foot range of, you know, view.
Right. So we're okay with if you guys want to modify the paragraph to accommodate your needs.
Okay.
Like I said, just don't shut the corner collector doing it.
There. How does it look now?
This sounds better. So you're going to do. That's bland enough that it should cover most things. Well done. You have learned the language of the
Thank
lawyer.
You.
You want to say take soundings annually?
Nope.
You don't want any season or anything?
Okay. Do you take off ROV?
Forget it.
Okay.
Not during mid-season ROV fish inspections?
No,
she's leaving
I changed
it up to the project.
It.
Take all that out?
Okay. But she's just leaving it up to the project to figure out when to take soundings.
Lisa, I can just update the documents later so that you don't have to try and.
I mean, the other thing is, we probably should have some sort of like, I would say either annually or every 2 years or something like that.
I think annually is fine.
Okay.
And then we can figure out what the best means is and bring that back to folks if it's.
So it'll be the annually in there. Take soundings annually at blah, 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 and we're done. Wow, I don't take 7 minutes. Awesome. We should be done quickly.
Gary has a comment.
I know. Damn it! Do it quick before Gary gets back.
Okay, so.
This one, 13 bond 002, regarding the ice and trash sluiceway chain gates 1A and B.
All this does is correct it so that we actually have the gates that are open in the FPP.
And a 3-foot depth, approximately.
It doesn't say that in there.
No.
Would you like to add that in there?
That was the one Gary and I talked about. I will wait till Gary gets back to see what he thinks about that one. I mean, they're supposed to be automated gates if I'm a reserve. They should be able to track the forebay.
What's the question?
These are automatic chain gates, correct?
3B, 6C, and 10B are.
Yeah, so the thought is that I think we wanted to have at least a 3-foot opening
two
over those.
Half.
Two and a half, three. To give you an operating range. And that's all we were saying. Is like, they're supposed to track the forebay because if we set it at a hard.
That's table bond 6, right?
Yes, they do.
Okay, cool. I just was concerned when you actually had it at, you actually had a hard constraint elevation in there.
For 1A and 1B.
Oh, I thought that was just for 1A and 1B. Those are the old school chain gates.
Because the other ones are operating to table bond 6.
Sure. Good, then we're done. Call it good. Fine. I'm just delaying because I got another meeting downstairs I don't want to go to.
What time does that one in?
Whenever I get a text message, I'm going to tell them I'm supposed to be down there right now.
All right, what's this one? Crowder ranges. Okay, so because WDFW doesn't have the fish count contract, we took out the reference to WDFW in the FPP. And we put in the Crowder ranges.
And this applies to all projects as well. We went ahead and did this for all the projects.
I saw that, thank you.
You'll see the same change form, but it'll be essentially the same thing.
It's nice to get that question. The question, like, how far can we push the Crowder out? Like, I don't know. So it's nice to be able to have this.
Yeah, like this, so that people can
somewhere
read
tight.
It.
Yeah.
17 on some of them.
Yeah.
So I think one of them was 16 or something. Yeah.
That's like a snake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's where you don't have any bishop there.
That's good.
Are you done yet, Tammy? We're trying to get on
yep.
the next one. Could you move
yeah,
along?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hurry up. You're slowing us down.
Do you not know what the next one is without me moving us there?
Right.
Hold on.
Next one, 13.004 regarding orifice flow.
This is defining orifice flow, since apparently it was confusing. Alright, moving on. Dewatering plans. That's the...
I can't believe that she hasn't done 96 hours.
Hmm.
How many days is that?
Four?
Yeah.
See, I can do math. Is there any concern with this one?
So if you guys settled, everyone's fine with releasing sturgeon and the tail race or flipping. It doesn't really matter.
I don't have a problem with that, but since Washington isn't here to voice their concerns, then hey, we're golden.
Since they don't send a representative, we'll make the decision for them.
And this is another one that's applied to all projects as well, so you'll see that for...
Yeah, Bonneville's the only one I think that there's the concern about putting the sturgeon above.
Well, if you got them, it won't matter. They came from below anyway.
Yeah. The thought
well, I guess not necessarily.
No,
they can. The small ones come from the top.
Yeah.
Right. But
well,
likely
that's
they came from below.
Interesting.
Right.
I tried to get that to stay. Just
our concern was that the many times when we see the race, we're going to see what's
really happening. All right. So then this last one here, I'm probably making Russ sick rolling back and forth like this. Is the best operating point for Powerhouse 1? Do you want to delay this until Gary gets
back?
Yeah,
that one I figure is going to be Gary.
Okay. Move down to the Dalles.
All
right. Third inspection.
So third inspection, we have a monitor set up that we can monitor all the entrance conditions from the office. So that will be our third inspection. We can look at that 24-hour, you know, on a 24-hour basis.
So at 6 o'clock in the morning, you don't want to go out. That's when you do it.
No, nice. we still do the two. But this is just the third one, just a document that we're doing. I mean, we've been doing it for a couple of years now. It's just a matter of what we're doing.
Yeah,
but I did notice that it kind of mentions that we, you know, 3.1.4, it says more frequent inspections at some facility components will occur as noted in the text. I'm not sure what that means or where it is noted in the text. But that would be our most frequent inspection. So I don't know how you want to change that, or if you want to change it, it doesn't matter what we're doing.
We can leave it that way. Did you enter some of these as a picture?
Okay, you know
what?
I'll take one of those
coffee. I
did
not.
Oh, awesome. All right.
You can actually just click the lead. I bet you can just click the lead.
You can always undo your font.
Where? What?
Just click so the box lights up again. And I click delete.
Delete where?
Delete button.
Okay.
You look at your
there. Now I've deleted everything.
Well,
to undo that.
That's weird. See that? I think that table that got from Jim Keel was an image.
Mm-hmm.
So that was formatted on.
Nick, now you guys take care of this back to the office.
There.
Yeah.
No, I got it. No, I did. Maybe I did. I don't know. Okay, anyhow, where are we? Ah, that's beautiful.
Jeff.
So I assume Gary is okay with that inspection.
No, we talked about this yesterday, actually. He's going, hey, there's the...
They want to do that.
Overachieving.
You get the gold star.
This is...
Actually, we should just leave it out, because then I would be overachieving.
I don't know why you messed up again. You got to be like Scotty, you know, always over... That's why I got a little bit of star try. Scotty, I always tell him I can't do it, and when I can, I look awesome.
Okay, so moving on to this one.
Yep.
And one layer?
Mm-hmm.
That's just specifying that we have one entrance open on the north. We operate one rear. We don't have a cycle rear in. It's just a bulkhead on the closed entrance. And so it's not a matter of being able to just, if something happens with N1, it's not a matter of just switching over to N2. We have to fix N1. So.
You could take the bulkhead out and switch. No, you probably don't.
We could take the bulkhead out of two, yeah, but it's bulkhead. That's a huge chore.
Yeah.
So.
I wonder if Gary's going to talk about that.
But it's not very much of a choice right now.
Yeah, I guess for the FPP it's fine. It's whether it's a long term, oh, we got to fix one of the chapel.
But now that's going to. That. Issue is going to come up on another change form that's coming up here about if the sufficient is failed.
Yeah, that's the one Gary and I had comments on.
Okay. So this one's fine?
I guess as the project is currently put together. Have any questions? If the regular telemetry shows a problem doing that can be one of the possible things. Like, well, maybe you got two entrances. I don't know. Yeah. That's something we can talk about later.
But it's mainly just to clarify, this is how we run it now. We want one entrance. That's all why we have this one entrance.
Get a couple points from John Day. Then you have two.
They saw them as well.
We can have two fixed wheels and the only one.
All right, so these Crowder.
This is just to get put a range in there as well.
And also taking out the reference to WDFW.
Uh-oh.
Year
all right, so we're done then. Everything's approved.
So a question on the new contract.
Yeah.
Other than it's probably more expensive than the old contract. By a lot. If Normando needs a change of some kind, are they going to come to FPOM or are you guys going to handle it?
I have no idea. That'd be something to ask when Walla gets here, because they administer that contract.
Yeah, okay.
Should we... No, I would say this conversation. I wouldn't worry about who's actually doing it. Yeah.
No, but frequently Ann would be here and ask questions for something that they needed for what they're doing. And so this is more of a global, who's going to do that now?
For a million, two or more, you'd think they'd have someone.
They'll have someone. They can hire me. I'm cheap. So do you want to go back to this one that we thought Gary might be interested in, or find out where?
This one right here.
Where are the dowels?
We're at Bonneville.
Well, we're going back.
Oh, shit. Yes, we're going back to Bonneville, the table.
So, did you have any questions before the Bonneville Powerhouse 1 turbine operating range?
I don't know how.
Yeah, the dewatering plans.
Yes.
Small
business. There. Putting the title at the bottom for now. The dewatering plans up here. Yes.
Just in case runs change, potential detrimental fish.
Okay.
Go on. I'll come back to this one. We have to, we sent it this last night, right? Like,
to the dewatering plant?
Yes.
For Bonneville?
Yes.
Okay.
Because there was a change, right?
Mm-hmm.
The best effort language is what I had concerns with.
Oh.
And there's potential for detrimental effects on fish, current constraints and practices, statement should be further explained. I don't know what that means. So you will get an email from me with all these comments.
Send that to the rest of the party.
I have them all written up. It's just that there was a little weasel wording in there that concerned me as my comment.
Okay. Sam used to practically be a lawyer, so.
She is? Okay. That explains something.
I didn't. I'd do violence
feel
in the workplace.
For the day if you did him. Yeah. A lot better.
I'm glad I could do that.
Well, we can discuss it now since we came back to it, and Ben's on the phone.
So, where are you guys at?
Best
so
effort.
We're skipping
those
the water
words up there, a best effort will be made.
Well, we should.
Why was that added? Why not just adult fish, release adult fish?
Oh, that's right. I need to get back. My notes are not exactly explanatory.
Ben, can you explain the addition of language?
That's what it was, Bill. Thanks.
I can't really hear much going on there, Tammy. What did you say?
The concern is in 6.1.5, a best effort will be made to release adult fish, and they want to know why you couldn't just leave it as adult fish will be released.
Yeah.
Because that's what we are required to do.
Except in times when you have a salvage that contains fish that you want in the tail race and fish that you want in the forebay, then you have to make a judgment call.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But all fish are released.
Yeah.
All fish are certainly released, but it just depends. We're not going to net fish out of a tank to try to get some in the forebay and some in the tail race. We always, you know, if it's all adults, they all go, you know, wherever you guys want them, be it sturgeon or salmonids. But if you have a mixed bag, you have to make the call based on, you know, what the majority is normally.
Well, did you want to say something then, like, adult fish will be released in the forebay or tail race depending on the composite of the sample or something like that? And then it takes
sure.
care of the weasley words that Fred is concerned about. His Iowa upbringing is taken care of.
Would you hit him?
It's very tempting, trust me.
You know, I get that from a lot of people. Why is that?
Split a lip and maybe he'll shut up.
Yeah, Jack.
Yeah.
So reject that.
Catch what Tom just said. Tom's practicing to be a lawyer.
I've written enough declarations, for God's sake. I get corrected enough by lawyers.
Yeah,
so.
You can go work for Lori Bodie for a while.
You know, at least I get paid well. There's that benefit.
Okay, so how did you want to phrase that?
The downside is I won't be able to do the science anymore. But
yeah, no, you'll be on policy. Don't worry about that. Not probably your best policy.
What's our policy? Science? What's our policy?
No, I don't like that. What did you want it to say?
I said says adult fish will be released in the forebay tail race depending on the composition of the sample.
Composition of the sample?
Yeah. Or composition of the...
Of the...
Fish,
so you got
salvage.
Four tail race.
In the salvage tank.
After four.
That's fine.
Go up to four bay.
Do we have to make the edits today?
Four bay or tail race.
Tammy really wants to get this done. She thinks we're going to.
You can do this afterwards.
Four bay.
She said it's going to take me longer to write it down than notes. So
I just want to type it in now.
Just because adult fish released into the forebay.
So adult fish get released into the forebay. Juvenile fish get released into the tail race, depending upon the composition of the fish in the tank. So I could write adult fish will be released into the forebay or tail race. And juvenile fish will
be
released into the forebay or tail race.
If you want to take this on, you figure out the language,
done.
And we'll get back to the area.
I think it was fine. Are we done now?
You and Ben.
I love these meetings. These are my favorites.
We'll look at what you come
so
up with.
So you're fine, Gary, with adult salmon being released in the tail race if you have a few sturgeon in there?
Well, we were talking about adult salmon and juvenile salmon.
That's the only question I would have is when you're just saying adult fish and you've got adult salmonids and you've got sturgeon, we've always more or less had ESA fish trump.
Exactly.
Sturgeon, but it's up to you guys.
No, I think you'd stay with that. I think listed fish.
Oh, if you've got adult salmon in there, they go to the forebay.
Yep.
That's what we do.
Yeah. And they're doing it. How should they have?
We don't know where they want to go, for sure.
You let them fall back, they'll figure it out.
Yeah. Well, if they were in a bypass in the ladder, you're not sure what they're doing. They're already in the bypass.
So let those adults fall back over and go back to the ladder.
Yeah. Well, that's possible.
Yeah.
Well, generally.
All right, so how about Jim Keel's operating table?
I'd like another column added.
No.
Column.
Or a clarification as to when this table will be used.
I can set it in the thing, didn't it?
The Dennis Schwartz operating range.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, we're still missing the... What are you going to ask, God?
Well, right now we would like to operate to the full generator capacity. This is not what that is, this table.
Yeah, it says the operation of Power Source 1 up to the best operating point is utilized under the guise of the FBOM when it becomes necessary to increase the capacity of Power Source 1 to reduce flow of the Power Source 2 in order to maintain good gatewell fish passage conditions. So
right.
Use that. I would say if you guys want to go above that to generator limit, that's going to be...
Well, this only applies from during fish bill season,
yeah.
So April 10th through August 31st, so that's what I'd like to put in there.
Oh, you just want to
right,
utilize the table from then to then?
Yeah.
And then you'll just screw the turbines the rest of the time?
Awesome. Well, that's how we normally operate.
Yeah.
But we've never noted the time frame, right, for the lower and upper limit of 1%. I mean, this table is just showing you what the megawatts and CFS are going to be.
Right, but when they go, the operators can grab the table and say, well, what's this thing for?
Well, that's if we go to best operating point, which we haven't agreed to do yet.
There will be language in the plan, which hasn't been put in yet, that will point to this.
Well, right,
specifically
but
say go to table, whatever, whatever.
Sure, but if you ever hang around the operators, you only look at one page at a time, and they'll look at this page.
Right.
And so they'll operate to that point no matter what.
No, they won't operate to that because they all keep arguing
about
the
1%. You're saying they're that?
They're pretty literal.
Poorly educated that they
well,
don't do that. Is that what you're saying? Because I know those guys, and they
chance,
are pretty good.
But there's a chance they're going to do that. And so
well,
what I want
to
do is turn
to the upper end of 1% for how many years now? Since 1991?
No, I'm saying this during this fish season, when did they are they allowed to run those columns? So do you
okay,
want
let's
change?
Put that. Let's put it on a separate table then.
Either
a
separate
table
or a color
table,
different.
Else.
I mean, differentiate because otherwise this looks like a gray table, and what they do is they look at the one number and then the other number. They're not going to look at the number.
In put it in between.
Well, there'd be a sentence somewhere that references this table, and they do look at it,
are
and Ben would make
visual,
sure that they would do that.
What you're looking for?
Correct, because they will just grab
put
it.
Put it in red ink.
It's gray. They're all trained that there's two columns, the one on the left, one on the right, lower than the upper. This one we have the lower upper and then upper upper. There's something different. We want to make sure they pick it up.
Okay.
So you're saying that you should caveat that with the statement that says this best operating
plan
would
not be implemented unless otherwise specifically
for it. It's red. Can it tell us that?
Sure.
Otherwise, maintain the 1% bounds.
Right.
Fish passes.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I don't think that.
Can you just put that in the descriptor of the table,
even?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right. That's one thing I want to make sure that we don't make a mistake in. Because of the way we formulated the table.
Yeah.
Unless they're told to go to that point, they're not going to because they know that they need to go to the 1% because that's what the FPP says.
Is there any way to clarify if we put one or the other descriptors to bed? Can we just have it be best operating point or best geometry in the guidance document to just remove one more opportunity of ambiguity and confusion? Is that possible? So here, for example,
do you like best operating point, or what do you
I don't really care. All I care about is this is confusing enough for everybody. Why annoyingly make it more? Is there a reason why we couldn't just pick one name or the other?
Well,
what are
like
you
we,
talking
looks
about?
Like we've
for best operating point
versus best geometry.
That came from HDC, so I would go
but
with
I think
what
the
they.
The turbine survival program is saying best operating point.
They are,
and that's
yeah.
One of the things we talked about at Erdig is trying to come up with that. And then somebody came up with optimum operating point, but then that's
an
oop.
Ooh! Can we go with that?
Yeah.
Run to the oop.
Yeah, we don't want the oops.
It's almost as good as the turds.
Yeah.
Yeah, this. So leave both, is that what you're saying? Or leave best operating point and ditch best geometry?
Yeah, that's how I'm reading this. Is best operating point is going to be what we're going to be calling from now on.
That's fine.
Go with that.
Does that work?
We change hands all the time.
Okay.
You have to argue with Bob Davidson if you want to change the name.
That's fine.
You know what TSW, how many iterations TSW?
That's fine.
Here is down through. Temporary. All right.
I'll pick up. These are just the big ones.
Yeah, right, with the third inspection at the Dells.
Can I go back to the Dells one that we were talking about?
Bonneville's
not done. Oh, we're not done with Bonneville.
What other one of Bonneville did you have?
No, there's some others. I mean, there's one is that we have to make sure there's got to be a change form coming with the new operation, whatever it is. So that's one. We need mid-range tables for Powerhouse 2 for mid-range operation. Yeah. So I don't know where those are, but they haven't been added yet.
Okay. So that's a good call.
I'm still concerned about the KELT trigger, and what we've got in there is old language. And we haven't really considered the Powerhouse 1 alternative operation. The idea was to get data for that last year and then to have a discussion and develop whatever the KELP operation is for this year. It's getting late. So we need to get that ironed out. There needs to be what I'm identifying are change forms that haven't been added that need to be added, I guess, is what I'm saying here. And then there was the STS debris removal or the debris-related removal and reinstallation changes that we were considering. There's a separate group for that, and we haven't added those in yet either. So I'm just adding placeholders so that we don't lose track of the things that we need to get in there.
When's the send button for the publisher? What day is that?
End of February.
We'll need to have these all by the February F1.
Racing at us in a hurry if we're going to be. We can always change these things. But
still need
the
compass thing, really.
It's
just like I still got a box of 2012,
but
it keeps sitting there
at
my desk. Expensive.
How many
yet, Luke?
Well, cut
down the numbers, but I do use.
It's a great.
Yeah,
it took all yours.
Go back. I could use a couple more.
Can you just take orders from people who really want one, and if you don't put your order in?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Are we going to come up with
I think we still want a hard copy, though. It's not used at all.
Yeah. Well, you get a Girl Scout cookie. So as far as the publishing part of it,
come to the Girl Scout cookies?
The date for that, probably end of February at the latest. Okay. You don't need to change it. But the electronic version, of course, can be fussed with throughout the year.
No, I just want to, it's easiest if we get it in the hard copy of the annual report. So anything, any of these things that you really want in there, we need to get the bomb meeting in February.
Yeah, we need to actually, I mean, you got one meeting to get some of these things worked out. That usually isn't enough. So all I'm saying is that we need to get moving on some of these issues and resolve them. If we're going to change the Powerhouse 1 priority operation for KELP, then we've got to review the KELP passage data to see whether we agree that the efficiencies are, if we even have the information. If we don't have the information, then I'm still concerned of using that for that trigger versus going with a separate date.
He came with that trigger, by the way. He came with that trigger, by the way.
Yeah, shut up. Wasn't me. I tried.
That was someone's backside.
I can't.
I was making a cover
sheet. So, Gary, I just want to make sure I've got...
Not on the record.
You can.
We chat.
So, Gary, I just want to make sure I've got the list, the same list of pending as you do. So, you want... You're looking for one for Powerhouse 2 operations, as well as adding the midpoints...
Right.
The
we,
table.
Need the, We need the thing that the committee's working on, or the task group is working on. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be an operation for that. So that's going to be a change. then we have the KELT trigger issue that needs to be resolved. And then there's the other task group that's working on the screen reinstallation if we have a debris-related outage. And that any changes that come from there need to be incorporated into the plan. That should be fairly simple, but I just didn't see anything. So.
Okay.
And we haven't had that meeting yet to actually resolve that.
Okay.
Is it inappropriate to expect interpretation or interpolation as to the midpoint for Powerhouse 2 based on current? The reason I'm asking is because we have, there's the normal one, then there would be a 50% one. And
right.
There's also been discussion on the lower quartile, the upper quartile, so I'm just trying to disseminate realistically what level of table specificity is necessary, and if the existing one doesn't
work. Well, it's whatever we recommend they operate at.
Okay.
we need to have that point.
So that's not one. Interpolation based on the existing one isn't appropriate.
That isn't a good, that's what I did. In fact, I just did it in my, if you look at my table, I have that in my plan. But talking to Jim Keel, he said, no, that's not quite right.
Okay.
So it's an HTC, and I asked him at the same time I was asking the first powerhouse, best operating point to do that as well, and I haven't seen those, but I expect that that's an easier issue for him to resolve. It just hasn't been done.
Okay.
So we need to make sure that HTC knows that they still owe us a table.
Okay.
Okay, that's bottom line.
That's it.
Well, I can go back and start.
Please.
Spend all day on
it. Well, do you want any comments noted? I mean, because I'm happy to.
What?
Never mind. We'll move on. The dolls.
So that's the question. So, Dan, do you know if we're actually going to, well, if we're timed or injured, are we going to see that Kels stuff before, or are we just going to kind of punt on Kels this year?
I haven't heard anything on Kels. So I can't tell you. So I have no clue.
Okay. Well, we have Fitterwig in about 10 days, so I guess we'll grill them at those.
Grill whoever comes to the meeting, if anybody.
Brad.
On that, but we need the data.
You're talking about a Kels trigger?
Well, the thought is, like, what do we do? Do we have enough information now to feel comfortable going to a Powerhouse 1 Kels operation, or are we still stuck with Powerhouse 2 operation? Mm-hmm. And if we're still stuck with Powerhouse 2 operation, I think you've heard numerous times of that crazy criteria that
needs to
some
tell me no
crazy
again.
Person came up with.
2220.
I thought we already resolved that we're going to go to the first powerhouse already.
We haven't seen the data.
We haven't. No, but that wasn't automatic. Okay. And we haven't automatically done that. We haven't seen the data yet.
On the survival through the switchway?
No, we have that, but we don't have the efficiency part.
Okay.
How efficient is the corner collector versus the switchway?
Powerhouse 1 might have good survival, but if you're like 90% of the fish don't use it, that's really not a good plan either. So we need to get that data to figure out the efficiency was Powerhouse 1. The problem is, twofold. One, I don't know if they have the data, and two, they didn't get near as many as Kelsey thought they were going to do last year because they started it.
So, do we have anything to work with? If not, we're back to the powerhouse, the corner collector operation, and then we're back to the trigger and all the stuff that goes with that.
Yeah, and then if Lamprey doesn't have the screens installed because of Lamprey work and all that kind of stuff, then what do we do then? Oh, it's going to be the light.
It's going to be the light.
So who's going to send an email to whomever?
I'm sending it now.
Okay, thank you.
Best thing of the over there is texting away.
So the next step is at Fitterwig.
Yeah.
In 10 days.
Fitterwig to see if they have data coming.
Get it on the agenda.
Data? What data?
Yeah, we're getting the data out before Fitterwig. It'll be very hot. So.
Right. So that would be a meaningful discussion.
I will hold my breath, Gregory.
You will hold your breath?
Yeah, I'll hold my breath.
Okay.
I'm sure the data will be there. Yeah. I'll be passing out here in about.
A little more excited than he should have been about that.
Yeah.
You can hold your breath. Awesome.
For 10 days? That's a great time. You can't talk if you hold your breath.
Yeah. You're going to be in the ducky.
All right. Anything else? Yeah.
So is that it for Bonneville?
Yeah.
Mr. Bonneville?
Are you sure?
Do you not want it to be done?
I'm just checking because I heard that we were done with Bonneville and I went to the Dallas and now I'm back up at Bonneville.
I just want to be on record as Tom is bringing up things like, oh, I don't know, Kels.
Which bill are we talking about, Lisa? I don't care what you say. We are talking about that.
Okay, so we're down to the Dallas.
Yeah, it's a square.
You can talk all you want.
I know. Hey, I have a large, thick cranium that is used to crack its head against the cell walls. So.
Do you have any comments about the third inspection at the Dallas?
Yeah. Yeah, you will get my comments on that.
Did you say a gold star?
I said, agree. Appreciate the increased vigilance.
Increased vigilance?
By the time I get the Miro's projects, I was starting to think it was Christmas or something. Or maybe even my birthday.
Why?
Well, you guys went to throw the rove out. We're going to take and make those racks like we're supposed to.
Those
can do.
All right, so the next one for the dolls.
Okay, what's the next
one? That's back to you. Did you have any comments on the Dells 02?
About 10:30 now?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Agree with that one.
Okay.
That's an archaic text, Tom.
Fish count window?
That's an issue.
It is? That's mechanical limits and just removing a contractor who no longer works for us.
Oh, the issue I had on that one was the language. So let's go to the language. Where's the language?
Okay,
it's right there.
It's.
Can you see that?
Yeah, I was actually wrote my comment based on the Dalles, which was the first thing I had after Bonneville, or actually for John Day. And there was a longer change on the John Day section. There was more change.
There was? I can find it.
The issue was that it basically says that the count windows will be in the operating position when they're counting. And I think the intent was that the count windows will be in the open position when they're not counting. The opposite of that.
Are we talking about JD and that's not too?
That's not stated in here.
You know, the Dells or John Day?
No. Actually, that's a very good point. Because our thought was, like, when they're not counting, you move the crowders out, if possible, right, to their farthest distance, I and you keep them out as far as possible.
It, until it, but it doesn't say counting. That. It says we the opposite have, of that. Yeah. And it just doesn't. To me, it didn't read right.
I remember
so.
We debated that before. I mean, was there a concern that when the crowders in, we're blocking fish? So then
right.
We're blocking fish when we're counting.
Delaying them.
Is that
it's a delay.
Acceptable?
It's a delay.
No, but we're.
But it's an
necessary
delay
evil.
To get to the counting station.
To get your data.
It's the evil of count windows. That I'd love to get away from, not to mention the $1.2 million
overrun.
Wow, I'm glad someone could throw that in so quickly. And
wow, that was
awesome.
Smooth.
We'll talk about that. Anyway, that's another issue.
So, so we did discuss it before, and I thought that we had decided since there's night counting at some projects that C here was how we were going to address that. That they will coordinate to achieve optimum passage and count accuracy conditions. Because all we're saying in A is that you will not close at less than 18 inches.
No, you're talking about a hard constraint.
No, I'm talking about saying it. Strive to achieve. This is a guy from this is Normandale.
In that case.
We might want to make comments. And
they're real worried about it, I'm sure.
If they got $1.2 million, they can spend a little more time cranking the crowder slot.
Push the button.
A little bit more. Yeah.
Open the thing up.
I think it's a great question. Like, if you're not counting, crowders put as wide open as possible. If it's possible to move the crowder, because there are some crowders that are jammed.
Yeah. Yeah. When we get up to McNary and on, we got other issues, but not here.
Yeah.
So for the three Portland District projects, my comment is for all three of them. I just
stop.
Somewhere along the way, I ended up with John Day.
I just lock it in at a certain distance and call it good.
The problem
and if it's turbid, then
wouldn't that be nice? If they can't count.
Counts.
Your counts
but
go
that's
down.
Just the way it is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then we're probably gonna go. Why is your counts wrong at John Day? What are we doing wrong there? And we'll all run up a bunch of idiots for a while.
So
then
we'll
realize, like, oh, it's just a
job. Did we overcounting at John Day?
Our count was wrong.
Yeah. That's. Yeah, I don't think TAC uses the Dalles of John Day.
They don't even use them. Once we get enough pit detectors in here, we'll care if they're there or not. But for now, and Bonneville's really also in that one.
No, all three of those need to change.
Does Normandale have that contract on a yearly basis, or is they set it? They set.
Oh, we can't get hide nor hair of its contracts.
What if we decide down the road? Well,
we
Dalles doesn't need counts anymore.
We're gonna have to FOIA. We don't know because we have to FOIA the contract.
No, it's annual. I think they have a.
It is annual. There's a base year, and then there's three optional years.
Set of cameras everywhere, and they just sit on the beach and watch the cameras.
$1 million.
Well, these pit antennas this year, I mean, after this year, maybe decided by everybody that we don't count.
Oh, not until John Day.
Build one for them?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's a
better
time. Need $1 million to build it. I'll set it back.
Are still matching and blah, blah, blah. That's going to go for a while.
Keep building houses.
Corvallis.
Corvallis.
Apparently.
Or
Stevenson were comparatively, but you got out there. There's only one pump, one electric. I'll charge whatever they.
You don't like it? You don't like that price?
Go pay somebody else.
Quite a little.
Yeah, see how much that costs. Somebody hold on. Oh, yeah, sneak them up there.
How's that sound?
It's horrible. It's probably okay, we'll see.
Hope it's full of chance. The full count window, we're not counting the crowd room. Shall be closed to love. Count this ought to be while counting. Yeah, it's, I mean, I was trying to go for some more things like close the window. Shall not be closed. How do you say it? It's like you want to keep it open as wide as possible to allow counting or something like that, but I think this is fine.
I'm just trying to figure out if I trust a counter.
Well, we're going to have to find out. They're all going to be new.
Because, I mean, if something goes wrong, do they just run away? And,
yeah. Hopefully they push the open button and it's more open than it was when it goes wrong. They probably would just run. Hopefully they would call the operator and see if we got a problem.
Yeah, we'll have to
put in a trouble report on it and have it fixed.
See if something breaks, please call. Yeah. Don't do what my 5-year-old child does. I don't know what happened. That wasn't it.
Well, you know, this is a poor disadvantaged business that's coming in there, so they're probably going to have a problem.
Yeah, it's a small business. They're a mom and pop shop, I hear.
Mom and pop shop, yeah. They're not going to be used to really dealing with big stuff.
Yeah, they only employ like, 20,000 or something.
Those machines are old.
Did they start out here? Armando here for
them? It's actually a trouble that started it.
Who did?
I don't know where it comes from, but.
Oh.
So, you know the point. Whatever. Let's move on.
Do we need this sentence here then?
Maybe it's let us know why they're doing it.
I leave it there just because.
Because
we have a skin group in there.
Damn it.
Wild. That's a big change to Bonneville and John Day.
So the other issue with that is making sure we're not breaking stuff as we're moving this thing every single day. We may have to update these things.
Yeah.
As time goes on and make sure they can
that's
do
the equipment
this.
That should be able to do that.
There. That's going to be a reason why they...
Well, hopefully by the end of the Thursday afternoon when it's clear, they won't have to be moving it. So it's just going to be there. Right. So many times we're going to move it. Otherwise, they should hopefully just leave it as far as ample as possible.
And when they come in the morning, they're going to close it all the way.
We know.
That's why. Well, this is why you have training.
We should also put a Secchi disc in there and have them, you know, have some criteria for
what's
seeing the Secchi disc. And if you walk in there and you look at them and that Secchi disc is just super clear, they have it too close, and we say something about it. This should be.
You hook up a camera to that on Tammy's desk.
Yeah.
Every morning she can check
well,
and see if that.
The fish counter's job is to count.
And there's a button that touches their chair. She just has to move out.
You know,
God has spoken.
Oh, that's another issue. I mean,
about shall not.
So it's big. What's up, right. Brothers? Big sister.
It better be in the contract that they have to follow the SPP.
Yeah.
But I can't tell you if it is.
Yeah,
there is you know, sometimes a personal thing that just you want to do your job the best, and that's what you're in front of you doing the window closer without even thinking of the implications. And there are some days, in my view, they shouldn't be even when it's super muddy. I mean, it's usually, I guess, anyway. But it's a couple of days, it's not going to matter that much. But they, you know, when you're a fish counter, you're really trying.
Maybe it's we add this to our inspections for the project. Yeah. Check it.
And they go to my
well,
my
they
too far.
And we're always inching it out. all the time.
I mean, I'm thinking if you just put a note on there that this is too big, it's too close, yeah. You know, that adds up. Yeah, you bring that in.
Only if it's in the contract where 10 too close means a hit on their pay.
Right.
Now when we do inspections, we don't ask them, is it not far enough? We'll get you out of the bed and wait for a call.
And they're just going to go,
and usually they don't even know.
Yeah, I agree. That's the best.
That's probably true. Yeah, it's just that they got it close as they can get it.
Yeah.
Maybe the project biologist should set it every morning.
You know, so I guess that's a question. I don't know how to, this is something we deal with, but maybe they don't. In the training and that kind of stuff, is this going to be stuff kind of be dealt with in the training?
I don't have a copy of the contract. I don't know.
Neither do I. I mean, the FOIA damn thing.
Did you FOIA it?
I've got talks to our policy of who's going to be a silly person to write it up.
Somebody's got a FOIA to get it.
Which is utterly awesome.
It is ridiculous. But, of course, got there.
We're done with this talking about the pre-season training for the fish hunt.
Yeah. What's going to happen in that, and that's supposed to be in the contract, is someone can get a copy of the contract, no one has a really flipping clue of what we're doing, which is awesome.
How would you feel about if you had to set the crowder in the morning? Or you guys, Project Fisheries.
You want to put a lock on it? Only Gordy's got the lock.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's the way it is right
now. Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
That you would.
They can't operate now.
They can't operate it. You have.
And we operate it from up on the deck. That way you can watch everything. And if things start going haywire, you can shut it off right away. If they do it from inside the station, they don't know what's going on until all the
day. Until it breaks. Okay.
And that's why we're doing it that way now.
Makes sense.
I don't think that's how they do it at Bonneville, though.
Yeah. Fish Connor's moving at the bottom.
Hey, Ben.
He's gone.
Or anyone from Bonneville? Are the fish counters still allowed to move the crowder themselves?
They are.
I assume that's the way it was up and down the river. I didn't realize.
Same at John Day.
So just the valves.
No, maybe we'll just do it.
See if it breaks, I guess. Yeah. If it breaks, then we get something to fix.
Yeah.
Is that under their contract?
No. You break the crowders. That's true. You pay for it. There goes that $1 million real quick. Yeah.
Break the crowder, you pay.
Break anything.
So are we done with this one?
I hope so.
Good. Let's move on. I've got one in on page 14. In
page 14, then? Oh, did you have any change about that N1 into north entrance at the Dallas?
Well, where are we at now?
We've passed that one.
Yeah, no, nothing there. Okay, so now we want to do watering plans?
Yes.
And no, nothing there.
Okay.
We're okay.
Yes, that was like an overhead.
They're both fish units out of operation. Yes, we have an issue.
Okay.
Number 5 on that one. I'd rather change that to say operate PUD and investigate operation of opening both N1 and N2. To improve attraction for the new spill pattern. The way it says right now, what the utility is going to do is come up and say, look, it's in your FPP that it's better to do it this way, and I want to build my second turbine. And so I would like to avoid that. Because we don't think it's going to benefit, but we don't think it's going to hurt it if we do it under this condition.
Do you just want your lawyer language in there, what you're saying?
I don't know, Scott, because this would be a case where, yes, I think we're going to want to run both. Okay. This is the emergency that we're going to be very concerned about.
I agree that we want to do it.
I understand that.
Right. So that I want to be careful we word it so that they aren't going to use this only. This is the only sentence they use to get the.
If you know, the only justification they have is that if we lose both units, which is a very rare possibility, then they might be justified in running their Freedom turbine or doing their Freedom turbine. That's not a very good justification for them.
They haven't had a good one to date. But this is the first time you can ever point to a document and say, look, it even says. To improve attraction at the north entrance. So we're assuming it's going to improve it.
I think it would shut off the spill.
Well, we're going to modify it. We're going to modify it.
This is draconian.
We're not going to shut it off.
Well, spill's not off. It's probably.
It's modified.
Going to be heavily modified. This is a draconian approach. I mean, this is a real concern for me that we need to develop an operation here because we don't have one. We don't have, you know, this is a situation where we are losing entire fish east and south fishways except for one gate open, which, you know, will be passing orifice flow. It's all it's got. So we're going to the north side to get us out of, you know, you get, say you got, you know, thousands of fish passing a day. We have a real situation to deal with. We're gonna have to think about the trade-offs. Early season, late season, there may be some trade-offs with juveniles and adults that we need to consider. We're going to need to consider the spill pattern that we have. Are we moving flow outside the walls? Certainly we would reduce 1 and 2. I don't know about between 3 to 8, whether we reduce those, increase those. We worked on some patterns years ago down in Mississippi, and I don't know, I don't remember where we ended up with those. I think we have an alternative operation. We need to identify what that is. That ought to be in the fish passage plan as table something, something, something. So this one just needs more thought than just two new items, two new bullets. It needs all the background information.
Right, and I completely agree with you. The only thing I'm fearful of is them using that one sentence.
We'll work out. What I'm saying is this whole thing needs to be thought through before we add bullets 4 and 5. And Scott, your concerns should be addressed as well in that reconsideration and rewrite up. Yeah, no problem. Okay. It's just that I don't want to see this go in as written. It needs a lot more work. Good idea and good catch. And you know, this is, I mean, I wasn't even thinking about this, Bob, so it's a good catch to get this in there. Let's just make sure that we get the whole package in and lay it out so that we have a, because we're going to probably have a little different action if there were a lot of juveniles and we wouldn't want to change the spill so much and there weren't many adults. If there's a lot of adults and not many juveniles, then we probably have a different action. We might shut off spill. You know, if it's the last week of August or last 2 weeks of August, we may just say, you know, cut it off completely. So we need to think through that stepwise, the temporal pattern that we may follow, as well as what we would do as we get to those different stages. So
can we put something in there, you know, further investigations required or further testing is required to determine what you need to do with spill? Or
let's just make sure we have a placeholder and whether...
Let's not forget.
It could happen.
Because if it happens
this year, you guys put in new governors.
If it happens, we're going to be looking at something.
We're screwed.
Like
so we need to get that done sooner than later. Right. Whether it gets done for this plan deadline in a month is hard to say. Maybe.
Is it almost a fitter week?
We need to get the patterns.
Normally it's an investigation, or you have a...
It may already be done. So we need to talk to Lori and see if, you know, we worked on this. We may have the spill pattern already. Then it comes down to, I think, O&M team sitting down and thinking about, well, if it's early season, what would we do? You know, the mix of juvenile and adult. And then as the season changes, what would we do?
I'm totally on board with where you're going with all this, and that's... I'm glad we're going to do it.
Yeah, and as far as the N1, N2 language, I think that we're probably still going to be in a situation where we'd want to run both of those entrances if it was the very dire straits, last 90%,
exactly. Right.
Last 2% of the...
Right.
This is the dire straits section.
Right. Could we maybe wait a year to put that in?
Being political.
Let that go away.
Let the FERC process go through. And then,
yeah, right. And then,
well, I'm just going to tell them that we're going to do this.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. But then go and have our investigation, do a thorough job, have a
getting
plan.
Your number, I guess.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because right now there's no turbine, there's no way they can do it, there's no change. You know, we'll do what we need to do when it happens. But it highlighted that we have an opening that we need to fill, you know, a gap that we need to fill.
It's going
to
be there whether you guys like it or not. It's going to be there. There is going to be some of it a benefit. And if they ask me, throw me on the stand, ask me if I thought it'd be a benefit.
When you're in this condition, I completely agree with you.
Only under this condition.
Yeah, it's not every day that you run the second turbine.
Absolutely
not. They're looking
for. Very rare. Very rare. You can't run it. You can't make any money with a turbine unit if you can only run it, you know, 1 year out of 30.
Yeah. But I'm totally on board with what we're trying to do.
I mean, put it this way. If the East crashes, I mean, we're going to be looking at this whether it's in the FPP or not.
Correct.
So.
Right. Exactly. So let's get it in there so we have the language and laid out.
Can we leave it out of there for a year and then do it? Because right now we don't have a spill pattern. I mean, number 4 is a hot button. As soon as you get to TNT, what's that new? What did you change in spill? And like you said, it varies by season.
Well, if we lay it out here, then we don't have to have a hot button TMT decision.
But it doesn't say what it is. I agree. If we have a more thorough one than this, if we just adopt this as is, then there's a lot of potential arguing.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And so we know it either way that that's going to happen. If we can wait a year, do our thorough investigation, put in a change form later, let the PUD issue go away, it doesn't, because that's this is the one thing they're looking for, is that one sentence.
Well, let's get started on it now.
I don't think
it's going to go in as a change. So what you're saying, let's leave it as was, correct, was going into this plan that comes out.
Correct.
And then in the next few months, we'll go through the investigation, get it all done. Yes. It'll maybe be something that we throw in
mid-season or next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Okay. I don't expect this to happen. Have you guys just put in new digital governors on those two units? Is that
one of them?
One of them?
Yeah.
Anything else? There was a lot of work.
There was some electrical, quite a few electrical upgrades as well.
Were there any mechanical?
No. Well, aside from taking out the mechanical governors.
Right. Right. But cam, all that stuff.
Yeah.
As far as
the blades look good. The blade cracks look good.
So we should be okay, hopefully.
Yeah.
No.
Every time we open, we do that, we're concerned about that. That look good.
Well, I think, you know, great idea getting this thrown out there and discussion going, and you know, how we, you know, it'll, by next year, let's have it worked out.
Tammy, have you hit save?
Yeah, after your experience and my experience today.
No, we're on the Dell's counting hours.
So I just switched to John Day in 5 years.
Exactly. I didn't see this one.
So the 5 years, they switched to night counts. Switched from the Dell's to John Day this year. And this is just tracking.
That's fine.
And just a footnote for the daylight savings time clarification. I know it's confusing, so hopefully that provides more clarification.
So at some point, we need to, I think, look at what we have for these outside the main passenger season data and see if we're good with it. You know, I mean, if we think that we have enough, the whole point of this was to get to build up the database for those, for these in-water work decisions that we have to make outside the in-water work period, outside the winter maintenance period. And so, I would like to see this sooner or later just go away completely once we know that we're good, that we have a database that we can actually, unless we think it's going to change a lot of from year to year to year to year, but once you've got 10 years of data, you probably...
Well, it's on a 5-year rolling.
I know, but how long do you want to continue that?
Until we at least get through all the projects, I suppose.
But were we going to go back and build that up? If not, then I'd like to know if we have the data that we need to not go back.
We might want more than 1 year. I mean, this year we'll just have the 1 year for the Dallas, right? Are you comfortable making decisions on just 1 year?
Absolutely not.
Well, then we should keep going until... Right. Right. But that'll be way down the road.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought we had some other years.
We have a few, yeah, but for the Dallas, at least John Day is like several years ago that we had some data.
Right.
Okay, whatever.
We approved it, that's what we got.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that we have enough data before we abandon the ship.
Oh, yeah, I don't think we're going to stop doing it anytime soon.
Sure, the new contract included it.
I'd love to tell you, but that's a long issue. I have no idea what the contract says.
So, this change increases our requirement to do raking now monthly from before it was as necessary, so we want to rake more.
That's great.
It's an improvement.
Absolutely, Harold. Absolutely.
During the fish process.
Yeah.
So, in light of the debris problems that have been coming up the last couple of years, what's causing it?
You don't care if I approve?
You didn't say anything. I mean, Gary was just, he was all excited about it.
The room of words.
Oh no, I like to point out when you get all excited and you're like, yes, that's great.
Well, then you should put enthusiastic. I think I actually wrote that in here. I took it out.
Thickly approved.
I was thoroughly giddy about it. Couldn't believe it.
That's an important condition.
You were what? Thoroughly giddy? All right, so now we're on.
It's official now.
Yeah, I know. I got to the end of it. That's the weirdest thing. I thought it was, you know.
I can't wait to be in the stand
birthday
for that.
Birthday and Christmas on one. It made it really hard to write the other comments I had about it. Yeah, same comment for us on that.
Change language. Do you have comments on their dewatering plan? Approved. Alright. Okay, well, orifices.
Now this one you can just copy this in my same comment from the Reiki. Good job,
Harold. Okay, that's another improvement. Right?
Yes,
right, all gateways with water will be open, basically, before,
good job.
Even if the unit is dewatered. For some reason, we had one occurrence when the fish somehow end up in the gateway, even if the unit was dewatered. So, that's why.
Yeah, no, that's a great one.
Because when they close the units, you know, they use two roller gates and one.
And they were closing the door.
Bulkhead. And then that keeps the gate will still wet, even if the unit is the water.
Right. Oh, right. You're animated today.
It's a technicality, but you know, sometimes, I guess, you can. And it will eliminate confusion for the operator.
Yeah, that's good too. Right, they know it's open. We've had some problems with those orifices over the years with confusion.
Orifices get confused.
We had a mortality.
All right, so this is the counting again. Number 5, John Day 5.
I heard about the March period on this one. The Dallas had March calendar. Stay restricted. Can we go March? I missed that one too. I did not see that change.
I would love to be able to answer that question for you, but Moody is the COR for that contract, and I believe he submitted these dates, right?
Yes.
So there's
some question, I'm sorry.
The winter kind of got shifted to John Day.
Yes.
John or Dallas had March.
Well, it's the Dallas had November 1 to December 31, and the Jan 1 to March 1. So it's just, I don't know why it was split up like that, but this essentially is the same window of time. It's just
well, it doesn't include March at all.
March.
Hello.
Yeah, what did it say?
November to February.
Just a second.
March 1 to March 31, yeah. I don't know about that. We'll test, right? They said they'd be here by 10, so.
So is there somebody somewhere along the way that must be agreeing on the schedule for these adult counts and the shifting? Is that part of this count subgroup, task group? Where is that? Where is the schedule for all these dams up and down the river for the next 10 years?
When that was first proposed at FPOM, I think Walla came up with a schedule, and I don't know where that sits, but maybe
that would be a good thing to have somewhere. Even maybe an appendix in the plan, just so people can see what we have and what we're going to do. Because I don't recall seeing that. I remember the discussions, but I don't remember seeing a product.
I will.
Doesn't mean it doesn't exist, and I haven't seen it. Just I don't recall it, and it'd be nice to be able to just look at it.
I'll put that as an item for the February.
Okay. Given that we're spending an extra $1 million a year on this.
You want to know what you're getting for it?
What we're getting for it.
Jeez. All right, so that concludes Portland District.
Not quite.
For what we
not
had.
So fast.
What we had.
Yeah, I got a couple of new ones.
All right.
John Day, page 11, section 2413.
In a memento. John Day. 2-3. Section what?
2-4-1-3.
And the dog.
It's a missing husky.
I knew
oh, that was, I'm sorry, I was like, wait, what are you talking about? That's my brother's dog, and Buggy was reading. They have four of them. 2413?
Yeah, 2413 on page 11. It's about the non-priority unit use, child screens.
Page 11. Okay, so right here somewhere. Small lawn. I have all small lawn green on page 11. Who are you looking at?
I'm looking at this. At the whistle, the old plan.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's
changed.
No, I don't think it changed much. It's just sometimes formatting changes and then upstairs in the law.
So it's the December winter maintenance period.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm a little concerned about the way this reads that you can pull screens for non-priority units, but if those units are needed, then they're going to be run without screens, which I'm concerned about the possibility of running screens with adult fallback issues. The reason we have those screens in early December is for adult fallback concerns. And yet, this would allow the use of units outside of or during that period without screens. And, you know, I just didn't really like the way it read. It was like a little bit too, I don't know. I just wanted to draw attention to it and maybe tighten the language up a little bit.
Delete. Just take out that sentence. They're not allowed to operate.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I really don't think they should be operated
so
unless it was an emergency.
Have to be a special coordination required. That's,
yeah,
I agree.
If we set up, then that's fine, because if it's an emergency, whatever, then I think, we would do it. But just to have it kind of an automatic, we need them, it's the next one in unit, we're going to just push the button and let her rip.
Yeah,
that bothers me.
I think it has been our understanding at John Day anyway.
I think so too, but the way I read that, it was like, it sounds a little bit.
If you dewater, if you don't have the system up and running, then you can't run the screen units, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is before December 15th.
The screen units. Right, but if you get a cold snap, is that what this is for? Is you have to take the whole place out of service?
No.
SMF, this is a JBS.
Yeah, I agree with that one, Scott.
When it opens out, it's out. But
GPS can operate.
This is when everything's running, but they took, you know, some of the units out of service to get the screens going, get a head start on the screens, then all of a sudden you need the unit. Wait a minute. You know, I
No, no, I agree.
Don't like that.
It's a big job.
And then there's another one that's in it's 2411. Page John Day 16, at least on my FPP.
2411, that goes backwards.
It's, I'm sorry, 4211, sorry. Oh, this is not my best day.
Could be worse.
4211, and that one said, during the designated juvenile fish passage season, a turbine cannot operate without a full complement of screens, and I thought, well, that doesn't include the December 1 through 15 period.
There.
Okay, 4211.
Got it.
So that should include that December, because if you go back and check what that season is, it actually ends before December 1. So.
Is it included on the schedule? You know, our schedule to show when screens are supposed to be in? Is it included in that?
April 1st and they come out the 15th.
Yeah,
those screens.
So include December 1 through 15, okay.
Right.
Most.
Fish passage season is identified as April 1 through November 30.
Right.
Right. And so what I'm saying, and that so what that says is for April 1 through November 30, a turbine cannot operate without a full complement of screens. So what I'm saying is that I really ought to include December 1 through 15 unless you're taking the unit down. It's right. Non-priority and you don't need
except
it.
Except I think it's been divided and that December 1st through 15 is a separate.
Okay. If that's the case, I just was reading that and I thought, ooh, that doesn't...
Push passage plan.
Let's make sure of that.
It alludes to that unique and different purpose.
That is how we operate here, the 15th.
Hmm?
We run to the 15th of the screens no matter what.
Well, that's not what this says, though.
So. Yeah, an operator could read that and take it. Oh.
Right. So I'm just trying to clean up the language.
It's a juvenile passage season, that's kind of incorrect. But maybe in this context, yeah, it could be. Yeah, it's okay. It's fine.
During.
Well,
from
fish passage season.
It's
adult.
April.
Right.
Yeah. Turbines cannot operate without a full complement of screens.
Unless there's something.
Yeah, that's
special
that's
coordination
better, yeah.
Or
you're less confusing. Thanks, Jamie. That's good. Great job.
So that, you know, if there's if you guys have a problem with that, I mean, I realize there's caveats.
Yeah, this is better. That's good.
That's it for John Day.
That's it?
Yep.
Did you have any other changes that were not for the Dalles or Bonneville?
No, those are not. I gave you my That's Bonneville it? Extras, and I didn't have anything for the Dalles. So.
Did you have extras for the Dalles?
I had just a few minor things. Facility description, it said currently one orifice is plugged, gateway orifice is plugged, you know, that we're plating off.
You're working on
We got more than that. It's like, that's about eight of them now. So
what section?
I don't know exactly. That's 111.
What's the one as we get to them?
What?
Yeah.
45 more to go or something. Something like that.
Unit one orifice.
And years and years and years.
Oh, so yeah, I was thinking.
It's not quite that many.
One per
year. It's been at least 5 years.
One per year.
It's been a long time. But they're able to fit it in. They're able to fit it in their schedule now more than they were at first.
Accelerated so schedule. Cool.
Yeah.
So do you want to put in the correct number? Or do we even need to put in any?
I don't know. Do we need to have it at all? Because we're working on it. Maybe we just put that in. We're working on it.
That's a little over.
See the project for updates.
Yeah.
Bob, I have a question, or Nora, I have a question about John Day. I'm sorry to switch back and forth, but I don't know, it's on page GDA 14. It says, during fish turbine number 3 overhaul plan for 2011-12, floating orifice gates in 18-19 will be closed.
Is that complete?
Yeah.
Okay, so
that.
We can delete that
yeah,
line?
Yeah, it's
okay.
Normal now. We've
okay.
Got all three.
Okay.
So there was another thing in that paragraph, too, that said the gable orifices allow flow into sluiceway, providing potential means of passing fish from gate wells to the sluiceway. That almost implies that we should not be closing them. So we need to, should that be deleted?
Yeah.
That was a sign.
You guys are ruining the fish passage device that was developed in the project originally? You're closing a bypass.
It's right behind the J blocks. Don't worry.
Yeah. Ouch.
What happened?
Who's that old lady in the picture?
Yeah, she's going on.
Man.
That was last year.
Soon,
yeah.
What? No. That was unacceptable. What happened to my John Day? That's, oh, there it is.
Lost her so bad she doesn't even know where she's at now.
Lost. Okay, do you have others? I was just.
Why do I have others?
I couldn't find John Day and it was freaking me out. Okay.
That's just a little stuff.
Go ahead.
I'll give all my time to Bob.
Thanks, man.
Sounds like Congress.
One, two, two, two. And it might be somewhere else, it might be stated somewhere else too, but I mean, when we do an annual maintenance, we take out one ladder at a time. That's probably where that should be put.
Is there even a 1-2-2-2?
Yeah, underneath the count table.
Oh, over here, okay.
Yeah.
First page.
So annual winter maintenance of adult facilities.
Really? Because this year you're going to take both of them out at the same time.
I know. Let's go ahead. Well, this isn't in print yet, so
there we go.
It's a long time before we get the
progress.
Oh, man. I mean, he should have come up here about
so me. It's probably stated somewhere else. I couldn't see it, though.
We can
so
add it there.
Actually, I think we're going to get a little juice tomorrow. What do you get for giving up all the little projects?
And I know you already asked about some math things, and I think I replied on that.
The math should be not very
short.
They will be, yeah. I'm trying to figure out who does it since I've been retired, so now I have to go through ACET to get a ticket, and I don't know who I talk to, so I'm working on that.
Oh, he's a map guy. On the
let's
schedule.
Let's check with Kiefer to make sure he's okay.
This part, there's a few that I noticed were not entirely accurate.
Here, I'll ask him.
So, winter maintenance on juvenile fish facilities, I think that's just a standard for all the projects, but being that our juvenile fish facility is the ice trash sluiceway, we operated in March, so this almost, but I guess, let me see here, let's try sluiceways in this schedule too. Oh, that's not in there. So, operate ice trash sluiceway, it just says, oh, never mind, it's got March, particular March. Scratch all that.
Good.
Weekly reports. We're doing weekly reports year round, but it says here you don't have to during the off season. Is that really what you guys want? Maintenance is an ongoing thing that I would think you guys want to do.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see them, but it's.
So,
was that section 3?
You know, that was a battle way back when over those reports.
Yeah.
We were asking for them, and the Corps wasn't too happy about giving them, and so we went, you know, it's kind of like, well, okay, fish season only sort of thing or whatever.
But yeah.
Since then, things have changed. You know,
we're doing them weekly all year round.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing the weekly.
So I would say that good to have them, but we can't say that they're required.
Where are you reading that?
It's on this thing.
Oh, ignore that, because it says in here, 331, we shall prepare weekly reports throughout the year.
When we were transporting, and the whole time we had bypasses.
Portland District does them year round.
Yeah, that's cool.
We always have them. Oh,
okay. I'm just saying that you're not required.
That's fine. Yes, we are. Oh, we're required in here. It says 331.
Yeah, if you guys keep it in there.
My first year with a game chart, it was a little
No, but there's a separate RBA that was that referenced annual reports or weekly reports and annual reports.
Wow.
And that, I'm not even sure if it's in the 2008, but it was a buyout requirement.
So it's that somebody actually uses it.
All I'm saying is that
Portland totally isn't required, but we
know. Not requiring you to do outside of season reports, which you're doing great, that's fine, but we're not requiring it.
The FPP does.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine.
But if and we're fine
the
FPP,
with that. Say yes.
Other than stop still. All the snake projects. Civil cessation. Yeah.
What's the next one? What section? What page?
Page 9. 2411E. The end of that paragraph says that even abatement measures other than aving lines are performed August through May.
August through May,
there will be no avian abatement measures other than avian lines performed from August through May.
Right, and it's not May. We actually start, what I'm saying is we start the hazing April 15th. And that goes through the end of the
yeah, time. That's so, an odd one. Good catch.
So that just needs to be
that's a good catch.
Totally contradictory. We're going to do it, but we're not. Just fooling. Glad somebody reads this.
All right, any others?
Done. Yeah. G, two more down.
Yeah.
Close end gate and open sluice gates 1 and 17.3. That should be 18.3. 17 is a chain gate, 18 is a hoist gate.
Yeah.
So down on C, same page, 2412C.
Mm-hmm.
For inspecting gate wells and all this, and I think we talked about this before. But once those things are plated off, what's the point, right?
It's no point.
Okay.
No point whatsoever.
So at
just
this point, I mean,
give you more to do.
At this point, we still have a bunch of them that are.
We could be plugged.
It's open, so.
So if they get plugged with debris, then you kind of accomplish the plating.
Then we don't have to plate them.
Yeah, you never get much of an argument out of me, whatever you want to do with those. Not a high priority.
So leave it in until they're all plated? Or do you want to delete that? What change do you want?
Yeah, I guess we'll leave it in.
I suppose if it gets partially plugged, you could get a situation where some fish could be injured if there were any fish in there. Who knows how many fish are in there? He monitored that for
there
years.
You.
Not many.
Especially now with the spill the way it is.
Right. And the sluice way.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it seemed like decades.
It was.
That was a thankless job. Tipping those gear wells.
He only had like 30 employees.
So that's quality. Two more down on E.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually on page TDA, not 10. There's a date wrong on that. The ice trap sluice will be operated 24 hours, April 1 through December 15. And that should be March. Just a leftover from the
oh, good catch.
Pre-Celt days.
Yeah.
before Scott gets in here.
This is how we're going to operate now?
So delete.
I did. I deleted it. Nobody said anything.
You get an argument out of me.
BPA.
I bled over that.
Okay. Oh, TDA 14. About the reporting, and it has A, B, C, D, E, F, and all the different stuff that's going on, but it doesn't mention anything about in there, I don't think, about maintenance activities. That kind of ties into the off season when we're doing maintenance and doing the weekly reports, we put in what we're doing.
Equipment, malfunctions, breakdowns, or damage, and then you want just regular routine maintenance.
It's almost like Cordy runs that project now, doesn't it?
Does. It what?
It's like a real different. When was I there? 30 years ago?
Yeah, 30 years ago.
Yeah. I was treated like...
There was no chief official.
Yeah, there wasn't any biologist.
There wasn't even a biologist.
No.
We're respected now.
Yeah. Chief. They didn't even like coming into the operation.
Oh, it did. I remember...
A long time.
Chris Ross and I writing letters back in 1989 started the biologist program.
Yeah.
At those projects. It was Gary Johnson and only Gary Johnson
at
that point. And Jim Cuskey. That was it. The whole Portland district. And we wrote letter after letter and finally got the program started.
Does anybody have Gary's phone number?
Mm-hmm. Johnson? Yeah, I think I do, actually.
Get it from me.
Okay.
Next.
Gary Johnson.
What changes do you want to see in there?
He's retired Gary Johnson.
Just maintenance activity. I don't really see anything. I guess equipment malfunctions, breakdown, damage,
maintenance,
preventative maintenance.
How about that? Any maintenance or equipment malfunctions?
Perfect. Yeah. This one is just it's a duplicate. It's TDA 15. 4112. Talks about zebra mussel monitoring, but back on 3.2, it also talks about zebra mussel monitoring, so I don't know if it's being there twice. It just says the same thing in two different.
So one is under reporting, and the other one is under
routine maintenance.
Yeah, so I don't.
They really loved it.
I don't know.
We get the gate wolf basket stuck down the gate.
No.
I mean, is that just stating that during routine maintenance we need to look for zebra mussels? Is that what they
We go to look
for them. Do you?
I mean, we're always looking for them.
Yeah, I think that's just what that means. But we'll continue the monitoring program.
Okay, so if you want to dig it in there, it's
done for Adam.
Okay.
That wouldn't have left to
Yeah. Oh, 4211 and 4212. There's a the section of 4211 on that page that says trash racks, rape, and yada yada yada, and that should actually be under turbines and spillways down in the next section. Because 4211 talks about collection, transportation systems, ice trash, loose way, and so on. 4212 talks about turbines and the trash racks that are breaking trash racks as to the turbines, so that should probably be on that section.
Okay.
Where does it say trash racks? In 4212. Or does it?
Well, it doesn't.
Where shall I put it?
It should be moved down to 4212 so they know where to find it that we're supposed to make trash racks.
Okay, but where in that paragraph would you like it?
Anywhere. I guess you can put it in.
Do you know Van has a Blackbird?
I would imagine it was included in the other section because it dealt with juveniles.
Oh, okay.
Since you don't really have a juvenile system.
Right.
Makes sense. It's supposed to be a
CDA 16. Seems like a duplicate.
How does he come up with all these things everywhere?
He reads it. Which one's the duplicate?
I just read it this morning.
He just had one project. When you were fresh, it jumped out at you.
What?
Yeah.
We've been doing this all these years.
I know, all these things. So have you been not reading it previous years, and now this is your first year to read it?
No comment.
The grounds of self-coordination.
421B is a duplicate, and it's actually 24. It's the same thing stated on 241.
There.
2C.
I thought I had removed all those when I had done the inspection section years ago, so we'll just delete it.
Okay.
Maybe what we did was make it real easy to change this by just adding it.
TDA 18.
Never got the scrub. Really scrub.
Right.
AA1.
It's been years since I've read through.
About increasing the whole thing. We set this whole thing up if one fishing unit fails for more than 8 hours, like it specifies, but that's not exactly the case. If it's 8 minutes, we increase the limit. But I mean, you know,
it's shorter duration.
Yeah, we don't wait 8 hours to increase the turbine, the remaining turbine, to increase the discharge on that one. We do it right away. So it should be immediately increase the discharge
on the functioning turbine.
Right. I don't want an operator reading that. It's like, oh, we got 8 hours. Don't worry about it.
They haven't read it today.
Still lunch break.
Yeah.
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 Other things to do.
All right. Do you have
and that's it.
Oh, my.
Oh, with the exception, sorry. was the spill pattern with Bay 9 being...
That was posted as an update to the FPP in July, right. So in the draft,
it's done.
It should be actually in this one. The draft should be the new table.
Okay.
Hopefully. Not all that.
You know, if you just take that $1 million you're going to waste on this count program and the wire ropes.
It's only $1 million.
And
it'd be done.
You could probably, it would be done. Yeah. I've told
it would be done.
A lot of folks higher than me that those are higher priority items.
Right? It's the same pile, isn't it? O&M dollars?
It's O&M dollars. Absolutely.
Okay, no.
Does
Buggy
pick out her own outfits? Does she pick
out
all the outfits?
Yep.
She does
pick out her own outfits.
But that's all in her closet
because
she has a choice.
No, she has a choice, and that's what she chooses.
Your daughter has more than this cute outfit.
She's in her purse.
She gets lots of hand-me-downs.
My sons couldn't be more totally opposed to everything they would have on Wheel Superhero. It would be Spider-Man, Batman, and so
well, look at the book she's reading is The Paperbag Princess and Princess Smarty Pants.
Yeah.
Pretty
she's
sums up.
To the dog.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes.
He's heard the book before.
Yeah. Yeah. He's looking at me like, could you make it stop? So are we done with Portland District?
No, we have some different
any word from.
Oh, we're not done yet. You missed out. I'm sorry, we're done.
Yeah, you notice that? They have a brown and a blue eye.
Skip to the last two as well.
Yeah, that was okay.
The last two what?
The school monitoring plan appendix and then appendix B. So we'll send some of that one.
Oh, what appendix is TDT monitoring? All
right. So it's changed form. It should be like towards the end of the agenda.
The dog looks interesting. You see his ears are standing up listening.
He's eating off camera.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Me too. I'm not sure huskies don't actually put their ears down anyway. They're kind of like stuck up that way.
No.
Just get a defective one.
Yeah. We could go through the lamprey one too, I suppose.
So what are we doing here? We're jumping somewhere.
TDG monitoring plan, number 3. All projects.
Essentially,
that's pretty minor.
Organized, streamlined, and logical organization information. That's totally minor. TDG monitoring plan, combined it with the TDG management plan, and included it in the appendix of the water management plan, so that all of our TDG stuff is handled in one place, and it's user friendly. So where to find that information?
But no changes. No changes. Technical
no.
changes
just
that I saw.
Just moving it.
See the reason I wanted to.
And then that opened up a letter appendix that we replaced with the new incidental species appendix that is in rough draft form.
What? Oh, that's appendix this? D. That's what you want me to pull up now?
It's no longer D. It's D.
No, it's the lamprey.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I'm
pulling
out. Well,
we're not done with the total look, yes, because I sent a change form in that somehow is missing from this whole list.
I never
list.
Saw your change form.
I got an email back.
For the TV monitoring plan, which isn't really changed through FPOM, as well as the change form for the FOP, which also is not changed through FPOM. So.
I would say it is, because we do change things through FPOM and that kind of stuff, that change the FOP and that kind of stuff.
What are you trying to change?
All I'm saying is, Council Shugel, why the hell are we still doing it? The Corps is bitching and moaning about O&M dollars. Why are you still spending money on the Council Shugel?
Right.
I would say if O&M agrees that it's a silly thing to do, take it up. Because we made changes to the FOP last year and TMT repeatedly. A lot of them were beneficial to certain agencies.
That particular lightning rod is not one that we can get unanimous support in this room for.
I'm just saying, if you can't support it, that's all I need to know.
He's just running it up the flagpole.
We understand it's still an outstanding issue.
It is an outstanding issue, and I will agree with Tom.
You took the Kel trigger, and I took Council Shugel.
I will second Tom's.
It was fine. It was back to Wyatt. It was fine.
It is bad out there.
He's right.
People are dying.
And we did, too.
It did?
Not to disturb.
Yeah, just ghosts.
Yeah.
Not to disturb the proceedings, but...
I was just following the process. It's like, there's an FPP change form, submitted one. If there's no agreement, great. And then the question is, where do we take it from there? Do we let it die in committee, or do we push it up the flagpole and see what process we actually have if there is still one in place?
Well, the FOP will be available for regional review via REOG in February, so...
You want to bet on it?
We'll go through that process. And as far as the camouflage image goes, or any significant changes, that's going to go through the process this year. And it's going to have to limp through this year. It's another year of the role of operation. We are hamstrung by it, for logical reasons or not. That's just where we are from a litigation standpoint. So, unfortunately, we're going to have to go through the REOG process for that stuff. But it's not that you aren't saying anything that anybody necessarily disagrees with. It's just a procedural barrier, and I get it.
It's not a procedural barrier. It's a disagreement. That it is the procedural barrier is that if at any of these levels we all agree for the change, we can make that change.
Yeah. Well, and
but we don't all agree, and so because we don't all agree, it gets kicked up through the dispute resolution process, which is what REOG is.
And it is, yeah.
Right,
and
but I mean, let's call it what it is.
And it's absolutely on the Corps' radar that this is a huge concern. We're on the same page. It's in development. This isn't something that we're just looking at
the way. Yeah, he's just lodging the complaint, and I agree, second that. But folks need to be thinking about that.
Well, it's like, honestly, in my mind, it's a low-hanging fruit, honestly. I mean, we changed the MOP operation for a request from BPA last year. And so I'm saying, I think we've shown that we can be reasonable in our changes, and I'm hoping that that reasonableness is...
Tom, we don't disagree with you. We just can't approve it either. It's not...
No, I know. I'm just saying...
Because you don't have the ability to make that...
And that's fine. I'm just saying, I'm hoping higher up the food chain there can be continued reasonableness, because otherwise I'm going to be a lot less reasonable when certain requests come through. Like, if you guys want to change mop operations, I'm going to say, why should I? Mm-hmm. I have been ridiculously reasonable in trying to use adaptive management. This is one I can see is like completely adaptive management. Why aren't we doing this? So, I'm just letting you know this, because otherwise you guys can start dealing with my policy people a lot more, which is awesome. That saves me from efforts.
Don't waste a lot of your brain cells on this one.
I'm not planning to.
Okay, good.
Well, he's got Celt, so I got to have this.
We all have our walls to beat our heads against. This is mine too. I agree with you, Tom. It's crazy. As being the person who actually chose the campus questionable spot in the program.
Karnak says this year might be a...
Carl Dugger, finally got on.
Hey, Carl. I'm doing the conference.
Yeah, basically the security code is the same as the access code.
Okay, good.
Good to know.
Good to know.
All right, well, cool. I'll just bring this up in TMT then to deal with Bob Awesome.
No. How many times have we done that?
Yeah, one more is not going to hurt us.
I know.
Well,
I
you have to elevate
just,
it through the process.
That's fine. Use the process, but I think all you're going to hear is the comment that you heard today would be the same as use the REOG process. This is something that...
That's fine, but I need to get done with that.
Yeah. What's the process to elevate something?
Then.
It has to hit a roadblock somewhere to protect them. What I don't want to see is the REOG says, well, you guys haven't talked about this at the lower level.
That's fine.
And you get another catch-22. Let's not be there. Let's make sure this is raised up one notch at a time.
It's just, it's not a new issue.
Recognize that. Recognize that, and we're not happy with it.
Okay.
So it will always be back over and over and over, year after year after year, until you do something about it.
Okay. Well, next.
Because I'm going to be here a while.
And I will. And I am too.
Fortunately. I'll be working.
After today, maybe.
Permanent issue number 3.
Yeah.
That's why they call it adaptive.
Fight, go.
You've been missing a good meeting.
We need a good conference.
And then I got to go by the commission that served as well.
So anything else to Lower River, or we get to go to the Snake?
Yeah. We're not even at McNary yet. But I think McNary's in the Lower River, so let's go there. Bill's going to be here a long time. Dive into it. We'll get him all sweetened up with a few more cookies, and then he.
Hold on. I gotta.